This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Two Democrats are on the ballot for State House in the 66th District, which includes Van Buren and Northwest Kalamazoo County. The seat is open this year because Eric Nesbitt cannot run again because of Michigan's term limits law. Annie Brown is seeking the Democratic nomination in the August primary. Annie Brown, thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
I was raised in a small farming town in northern Michigan, and I attended Hope College. After college, I had the great opportunity to work for Senator Carl Levin in his Washington office. And after that, I moved to South Haven in 1985. I've lived there since 85. I met my husband there, and we have raised three kids. In the year 2000, we started our own business, which is a funeral home. My husband and I started that because the other funeral home in town had been purchased by a conglomerate in Kentucky. They couldn't find South Haven on the map, and they were price gouging families in South Haven. So we were very concerned about that. Once my children were in school, I ran for South Haven School Board, and I've served there for 11 years. And we love living in Van Buren County. Obviously, we've made it our home, and I've decided to run again for state representative because, among other things, as a school board member, I'm concerned about budget cuts to our schools.
So what would you like to do if you are elected to the State House in terms of education? What should lawmakers be doing for schools?
I think the first thing to do is make our public education a budget priority. When education is a top priority in Michigan, Michigan will be a top priority to business, industry, and most importantly to families looking for a new place to plant their roots.
So top priority means what exactly? I mean,
funding.
Is there a number that you can attach to that?
Well, the recent study came out that what students really need is a foundation allowance of more than $8,000. So it's clear that we need to be putting more money into our public schools. And when we are educating students who are at risk, special ed students, and students who are learning English as a new language, that means we need more money than what the current foundation allowance is.
Do you think the state should be putting more money into roads than what the state legislature approved late last year?
Yes. And that's another thing I hear about. People say, fix the roads. They want them fixed now, not in the future, not in 2015. And they want a comprehensive plan, not these Band-Aid approaches for fixing potholes. When we have a comprehensive road plan, and I know it means a lot of money and it's a huge investment, that will help put people back to work.
Where would you get money from for a big comprehensive plan? Does it come from other areas of the budget, or do you have to find some new revenue?
I think we have to look at the budget. I always wonder about the money that's being invested in the Department of Corrections. For example, when you look at investments, the money per prisoner is about $30,000. But then for our students, it's $7,000 per student. So I'd like to take a good look at the corrections budget and see where that money can be better used. And I know that there are some people who still feel that a slight gas tax could help fund our roads.
Are you among those people who feel that a slight gas tax might be appropriate?
I would consider it, but I think that people feel that, you know, let's do whatever it takes to fix our roads. But I think that we really need to look at where the money is going. And another thing is that I'm concerned about where revenue sharing is going. You know, there's money that's being denied to our municipalities. And I think the revenue sharing that the state owes us could also be used to fix our roads. since 1998, there's been a loss of $7.5 billion in revenue sharing in Michigan, including $38 million for the city of Kalamazoo, $1.6 million for Cooper Township. And when you also take a look at the budget surplus, the governor's rainy day fund, let's take that money and put people to work.
On the subject there of revenue sharing, are you saying that this money that should have gone back to local governments should go right to roads, or should it be perhaps allocated to local governments with an understanding that it is going for infrastructure to pave the roads in their jurisdictions?
I think that it can be given to the municipalities and let them decide. It can be used for local infrastructure, for street repairs. In some areas of our district, there are bridges that are crumbling. There are bridges and walkways that are shut down because they're not safe to use anymore.
What about water infrastructure? I mean, we all know now about Flint and the problems that they had with lead contamination. There are lead water lines that run under the ground in cities throughout Michigan. Should that be another priority, and how should the state address it?
I think that should absolutely be a priority. I know people, everyone wants safe water to drink. And it's not, Flint is an example of just a terrible catastrophe when it comes to infrastructure. And, you know, this is a city that I think was pushed on the back burner and ignored for too long. And there are other smaller towns in the 66th district that are having water problems too, like Lawton, like Hartford. And I think we need to take a good look at the lead pipes across the state. And Flint is any town. It could happen anywhere. So I really think that that should be a priority to make sure that every city has safe drinking water.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. We are speaking with Annie Brown. She is a Democratic candidate in the 66th State House District, which includes Van Buren and Northwest Kalamazoo County. Should the state be putting additional regulations now on medical marijuana? There's a lot of local government officials who are concerned about where the dispensaries end up and concerned about how much they can actually do to regulate it themselves. Should the state be enacting some sort of new regulations in this area, at least give some guidance to local governments?
I think that more guidance in this area is good. I think when voters voted on this, they thought of elderly grandparents who would be using medical marijuana to ease their pain when they have health issues. In our 66th district, we've seen a few cases where people took advantage of the situation of having small shops to sell medical marijuana. So I think that because this legislation is relatively new, I think there is some oversight that would be helpful to make sure that people are following the law and that the medical marijuana is going to the right people who need it.
Does the state legislature have to respect the fact, however, that this was a voter-approved initiative and that therefore it seems that the will of the people at the last time we could measure it accurately and definitively was that they wanted some form of medical marijuana to be available?
Absolutely. The people voted and the people have spoken. So I think that we absolutely have to follow the vote of the people. But I think in all cases, there are some people who are taking advantage of the law and using it inappropriately. That's what needs oversight.
There was going to be a ballot initiative to perhaps make recreational marijuana legal in Michigan. Regardless of that, would that simplify things, just to say that recreational marijuana is legal in Michigan?
I don't think so, and I don't support legalizing marijuana. I believe that, from what I've read, early substance use can affect brain development and increases the chances that someone can develop another addictive disorder later in life. So I'm not in favor of that.
Couldn't you also say that about alcohol?
Absolutely. Yes, I think that, like all substance abuse, we have to look carefully at alcohol too. So there's a real problem when high schools are graduating students who, by the time they cross the stage and accept their diploma, already have problems with alcoholism. So yes, we have to be careful with that too.
But we're going to keep alcohol legal for the foreseeable future, correct?
Yes, we are.
I guess what's the difference between alcohol and marijuana that we keep marijuana illegal in your mind?
I think that we have learned from, you know, alcohol that can lead to problems too. So we don't need more problems with legalizing marijuana. So I think that it's just like alcohol, it affects brain development and sometimes can lead to as a gateway drug. So I just think we have to be careful. We've learned with alcohol that there are problems, and so we have to be careful with marijuana too.
As you noted, you've been on the South Haven School Board for a while, so that makes you someone with some experience, I guess, in a year when people say that they want change and they want fresh faces and all that sort of thing. Do you think experience could potentially be a liability this year?
How would that happen? How could experience be a liability?
That people say they want an outsider. They want someone who hasn't been part of the process before. You might have noticed that kind of happened in the presidential primary one party.
Right. You know, in the 66th district, people are asking for experienced leadership. So I think they're fed up with Lansing, but not experience as somebody who has worked on a local board or a school board, somebody who has experience listening to the people, somebody who has experience being a leader and a legislator for all people. People really want, like you said, new people who are listening to families, who are listening to discussions that go on at the kitchen table. I call that kitchen table values. They're tired of leaders who are only listening to discussions that happen at board tables or at lobbyist offices. That's what they're tired of. They want people who are experienced with going door to door and listening to everybody's opinions.
As you noted, you ran for this office 2 years ago, and we'd be having a different conversation right now had you won. So why do you think that 2016 can be different from 2014?
I think that people have really taken a second look at what's going in Lansing, and they're discouraged. And I think that they just want change. And you can see that also on the national level. They're tired of the bipartisan bickering that's just dividing us into brighter shades of red and blue. They really tell me that they are not concerned with parties anymore. They want somebody who's going to go to Lansing and work hard, and not just work hard, but work hard for them and to keep the communication channels open too, year-round, not just at election times when they are looking for a vote.
Annie Brown, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Annie Brown is one of two Democrats on the ballot in the 66th State House District. That includes Van Buren and Northwest Kalamazoo County. We have reached out to the other Democrat running in the 66th State House District. So far, Dylan Curley has not responded to our invitation for an interview. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.